Well, now I'm delighted to be joined by Clive and Linda Paish, who are bringing a special show commemorating the First World War to the Brentwood Theatre next Sunday evening. That's the 16th of November. So welcome both. Hi.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Linda. I have to say that because with my Gloucestershire accent, we get confused.
So you come from Gloucestershire, do you?
Yes, we both come from Gloucestershire.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. But you've lived down here for some little while, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now, first off, I've got to ask you, is this the first show that you've ever put together?
Yes, it is.
This is Linda answering.
Oh, yes, this is me. Yes, it is. But we've been in the folk scene for about 10 years, and during that time, we've presented quite a few of our own feature evenings in folk clubs.
Oh, right.
But, of course, from this, we've met many, many people.
So what decided you to choose the Great War as the theme for this particular production? Who's going for that one?
Yeah, I am, Clive. A lot of you will know, we're in the 100 years anniversary of the start of the Great War, and we have been over to the Western Front a couple of times, and most folk clubs have an armistice theme around about this time. So we thought we'd get the best performers of the local clubs to do a show on a larger scale and raise money for charity.
Now, I believe you've actually managed to get no less than 33 people for this production. So I have to assume that this is not a one-off show. It's being staged in other locations. Is that right?
No, it's not.
Good heavens. this has got a major undertaking here.
Yes, this is just a one-off show for one night only. So we really need to try and get the theatre full. This show's been 2 years in the planning, and we chose Brentwood Theatre because some of our friends in the past have had the theatre for their particular shows.
So whereabouts are the folk club? I know they're all over the southeast of England, but how far out have you managed to pull people from?
I'll answer that one. We've got Romford, Walton Abbey, Haverfolk, Sharps in central London.
Right.
And we've branched out to Kent to get one or two, and we've got some independent performers who are friends of ours as well.
Good stuff. Now, was it difficult then to assemble such a large number of people to take part?
No, not really, because of the actual contacts we have. And Linda and I go round at least two or three folk clubs singing, and we knew what songs and what poems we wanted to include in the show, and we knew a lot of people who sang those particular songs or read those particular poems.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the show itself, because I think you've got a mixture of poetry readings, prose, and a lot of music. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, you're taking that one, Linda.
Yes, I'm taking this one.
Right, okay.
Yes, the show is actually narrated, and as a timeline through the Great War, but the narration actually gives the historical links to the particular poems and songs that we've picked. And which is a little unusual, for each poet we're giving a very brief biography of that particular war poet just before their poem is read.
All right. It's all right. Don't worry. We all do that.
some of the songs are in music hall style,
right?
So that we're trying to introduce a little bit of the humour, the way that the music hall took the absolute horrors of war and turned it on its head. It's like pathos. So we've got, it isn't just all the doom and gloom of the war. There are some bits. But a good proportion of the songs are chorus songs.
Right.
So we are trying to produce this folk club atmosphere where we hopefully the audience will join in as well.
Yeah. Now, you say that you've got quite a lot of the bits which are not too downbeat, but you have also included, I think, some items covering the slaughter that was suffered not just by men who took up arms, but also by the huge number of horses that were drafted into the army. Is there anything you wanted to say about that?
That is right. Yes, this is Clive speaking. Yeah, we have a song called Home Lads Home, and it's about a soldier remembering the horses and thinking the horses have gone home, which they haven't. He's dreaming, and they've been slaughtered. But we've also covered the soldiers who were shot for cowardice and the explosion in Silvertown and the Christmas truce, which are all poignant aspects.
That Christmas truce was really strange, wasn't it? So what have you got on that?
We've got a poem that is written by the poet Caroline Duffy.
Yeah.
And we sing a music hall takeoff of the Christmas truce called Living It Up.
Right.
And it features McConaughey's and Ticklers Jam and all that. How we're celebrating Christmas Day with the hun, which is better than having arguments with the family.
Absolutely. Now, I think also the production literally starts from the outbreak of war, and I think you've included things about the Powell's regiments, which, of course, in some instances was a good idea in terms of getting a load of people to join. I imagine it was the idea was that having that is that people kind of linked together to join up. It was a kind of concept as people came in, they were more inclined to join up if others were joining. But of course, that had a downside as well, didn't it? These Powell's regiments.
Yes, indeed. In fact, it was Lord Kitchener's idea that if he could persuade groups of the local people who knew one another to join up and go off to Blandford and train together and then go on the boat over to France together, they'd be all together. The only thing was, of course, in the trenches, they tended to go over the top together. But so concerning the Leeds, there's a very famous regiment, the Leeds Powells. And in Leeds in 1914, the local newspaper actually ran a competition for a marching song to be written for this regiment. And we've got this song being sung by one of our cast whose grandfather was in the Leeds Powells.
That's incredible. Did his grandfather then, I imagine he survived, did he?
I believe he did. Yes, he did.
He didn't know about it until about 3-4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and he decided to resurrect this song, so we decided to include it in the show.
Seems a good idea to me. Now, remind us again about the show here in Brentwood. What's it called, when it's happening, and how much are the tickets?
Well, it's on November the 16th, this Sunday. It's called Reflections of the Great War. It starts at 7:30, and it's roughly 2 1-hour halves. And tickets are £12 and £10 for concessions.
And I believe that the money is all of the proceeds, or profits, I should say, they're going to charity, are they not?
Yeah, the profits are going to be split between Help the Heroes and the British Legion, the old and the new.
Ideal, absolutely. Now, to get your tickets, what you need to do is to call the Brentwood Theatre box office during office hours. They can be reached on 01277 200 305. You should know that number by now, because we're regularly giving it out. It's a Brentwood number, 01277 200 305. So really, good luck with this. I hope it's going to be an absolutely sensational success for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Scott.
Not at all. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.